This was a 4th of July where there would be no fireworks, just a lot of tears. It was raining when the campers went to sleep that night, but no one knew that the Guadalupe River would turn into a raging flood while they slept. And the girls at Mystic Camp were awakened by that flood, smashing into their cabins. Some were able to escape. 24 could not. A few days ago, the president recalled that awful night in the middle of his State of the Union address. He told the story of one of the Mystic Camp girls. Her name, Millie Kate, 11 years old. And in the midst of that surging flood, she prayed for God to save her. And a man who seemed to come out of nowhere did. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about hope when the water's rising. He was Scott Ruskin, Coast Guard rescue swimmer. You know those guys who come down from a chopper to rescue people from oceans and housetops? Now, Scott had gone to college to major in accounting, but somewhere along the way, he decided his calling was to rescue. But this was his first mission. And he was the answer to Millie Kate's prayer. We know that because the President of the United States told us the story. He said as the waters threatened to sweep her away, 11-year-old Millie Kate McClymont closed her eyes and prayed to God. She thought she was going to die. Those prayers were answered when Coast Guard rescuer Scott Ruskin descended from a helicopter above. You know, Millie Kate was one of 164 people that he rescued that awful night. He was the only first responder around. The president introduced him and then honored him on the spot with the prestigious Legion of Merit Medal for exceptionally meritorious conduct. But his real award? Oh, that was the young girl next to him, Millie Kate, who, facing almost certain death, had one hope that night, a rescuer from above. And thank God he came. You know, in a way, that's my story, too, and no doubt the story of many who are hearing this. I want you to hear our word for today from the Word of God. It tells the greatest rescue story of all. Galatians 1:4. Jesus gave his life for us to rescue us. Now, with Good Friday approaching, that's what that middle cross at a place called Skull Hill was all about. The greatest act of love in the history of mankind. As the Bible explains, he carried our sins in his own body on the tree. And that's because instead of living for the one who gave us our life, we've raised our fist. We've said, hey, you run the universe, God, now run me. And spiritual hijacking carries an unspeakable eternal death penalty. So there I was. I stood facing the onrushing flood of the judgment of Almighty God. Nothing I could do could pay that death penalty. And here is the stunning rescue story that captured my heart forever. I did the sinning. God's Son did the dying. That's how much he loves me and you. The rescuer from above didn't just risk his life to save us. He gave his life. And like a camper facing death that tragic night, my only hope was a rescuer from above. And I'm compelled to say this today and get to you with this message because I don't want you or anybody to miss him. God says, I have set before you life and death. Now choose life. I pray you will do that this day if you have never reached out to the rescuer to be your rescuer from your sin. Take care of that now. Say, Jesus, I am yours from this day forward. Check out our website, would you? Because there you'll find what you need to know to be sure you belong to him. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Because when Jesus comes to rescue you, you want to grab his hand because hope has come.